Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we will present to you, today is the 30th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1442. We should scan the sky tonight and you will see the new moon definitely, inshallah. And that will usher in the month of Rabi'ul Akhir. And Rabi'ul Thani, call it whatever you want. And you read Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. And thereafter, remember, we should also, that we know that whenever a new month starts, then exert ourselves. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to do that, so that inshallah the whole month goes well. Okay. With the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, we present to you the activities of the past week. So Monday to Saturday, mashallah, that in the morning our programs with Mauna Arafat going very well. Our Q&A, alhamdulillah, at night also on Monday. And the tafsir and everything yesterday, last week we completed, remember, Surah Fatir chapter 35. And today we started with Surahs 221, and that is because from Surah 29 till the end of the Quran Sharif is completed now, and we are starting now with Surah Baqarah. That will be completed inshallah during this week or so, or next week, and then we'll continue. So in that way, inshallah, inshallah, you make dua. Allah Jalla Wala makes it such that we have the entire Quran Sharif, and then we will send it to you free of charge and gratis, so that it will be a wonderful collection for you, inshallah, inshallah, make dua, Allah accepts it. Then on Tuesday, mashallah, the tafsir takes place there in the Jami Masjid, alhamdulillah, and now Isha is getting later, but the people still come, mashallah. I remember by the time I finished, it was 9:30 last week, because so many questions from the brothers, so Allah Ta'ala accept. Wednesday, then I went to Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haqsa, and first thing he told me, get tomorrow, meaning now this last week Thursday, okay, you must come 1 o'clock. So I was just elated waiting for that. So mashallah, I said we'll go together. And then a lot of issues, mashallah, discuss this issue, that issue, politics, masail. Then as the thought, the Sahih Muslim, mashallah. And then we come back again, we have tea, and then again lot of discussions and so forth. So inshallah, this week Hazrat will be leaving for Pakistan, so I'll go there tomorrow, inshallah al-Aziz. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala give our Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahab siha, afiyah, good health, and basarat, basirat, take him back to his family and bring him back to us. So mashallah, on Thursday, my brother Suleiman Esrop was here. So he dropped me at Darul Uloom Zakaria, and he said he never met Mufti Rizal Haq Sahab. So I said, come now, you can meet him also, meet Hazrat. And then we met, we read Zohar Namaz. I made imamat on top of it. So we made imamat there, and it was about 1 o'clock. And then they all read Namaz behind me. And then we left about quarter past 1 or so. They were waiting, and then quarter we packed the car and whatever. You, quarter to 2 we left. Mashallah, it was Hafiz Bashir Bhatia, and he's the vice principal, deputy principal of Darul Uloom Zakaria, and mashallah, he's there from the start, from 1983. And mashallah, then Usman Bhai, it was his 4x4, so he was driving, was a good driver, mashallah, and the vehicle also very nice. In the middle at the back was Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahab and myself, and there at the back, right at the back in the boot, or you can make it a chair, a seat, was Maulana Abu Bakr Bera. So, mashallah, five of us, we left. And in the other car was Hazrat Mohammad Shabir Saluji, the principal of Darul Zakaria. And there was, obviously, Hazrat was there from 1983. And Maulana son, Maulana Muhammad Saluji. And mashallah, there was the Hussein Kachalia. He was worth it. Maulana Muhammad Durvesh. Four of them in their car. Then ours was five. But we left about 1:45. And mashallah, we took the Free State Road. We passed Heidelberg. Then we took Williams Road. And then mashallah, Freer the Mammal. So on the way, I was giving Hazrat all the history, geography, that Heidelberg just happened, my hometown. And then Williams, my father and them, grandfather and them, all of them. When the father was born here, but grandfather and all of them, they came from India. And they settled there in Williams. And then they came to Khutfleh. And then they came to Heidelberg. So mashallah, gave the history, geography, all that. Man, thereafter, mashallah, they did free the mammal, telling Hazrat that look at how beautiful South Africa is. And wonderful, wonderful discussions, light-hearted discussions, some, you know, very serious discussions. Anyway, 4:45, 4:50, we entered Newcastle, and we said that let's go to the town masjid, because we go Darul Uloom, everybody will just want to meet us, and so forth. So very well, we went there to the town masjid. Now, the town masjid also got a wonderful history. When I went to Newcastle, 1981, January, mid-January, and I left Newcastle 2001, 15 January I left, and I came here to land 16 January. So, mashallah, 2001. When I went there, there was only one masjid in Newcastle. The imam was Maulana Qasim Desai. He passed away, rahimahullah. And I did Hafiz Yunus Gangat. So he's here in Houghton. So they were the imams, if I remember correctly. And mashallah, at Darul, we just had a musalla and so forth and so on. So when I went now, mashallah, the masjid, the musallas, everything had changed and so forth. The red color, beautiful. So I was telling him, Hazrat, that you know this masjid, we delivered so many lectures and Jummah and so forth, and that time if you stand there, all the Maulanas and everybody are there, and we on junior there, and stand up front of Hazrat Muqasim Sema and all the other teachers of Darul Uloom and other ulama. So it was a daunting experience that. Anyway, so after the Salat, then we came there, and we were there at Darul Uloom about 5:15, and Maulana Ismail Aku was waiting. We came straight to his house, and mashallah, then we had tea and everything, and they told us supper is before Maghrib, because the program Bukhari Sharif Khatam will start after Maghrib. So then I said, you know what, me, I ate enough and so forth. So I, after the tea and biscuits and cakes and what have you, so I went and took a quick shower. It was hot also in Newcastle, and before a program I like to be fresh, you know, must be fresh like a lily. So mashallah, so my student also. So, and Ajib means strange. His father's name is Ibrahim. His mother's name is Hajra. Ibrahim and Hajra, and son's name Ismail. What that reminds you of? Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. Sayyida Hajra radiallahu anha. And the beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. So you must remember, his father passed away, dada passed away. Allah Ta'ala give them all Jannatul Firdaus. Mother is alive. Allah Ta'ala give her long life. Inshallah, she can still see what her son, grandchildren will do. And mashallah, all the Tarakki progress. Allah accept all that. So mashallah, then I came there to the masjid, because they were feeding there just in the back there. So I just ate 1-2 lukmas, morsels. And then mashallah, azan went at about just after 6:30, and I still got the page here. So it's written here, Darul Newcastle presents the Khatmul Bukhari Jalsa program Thursday 12 November. Program starts immediately after Maghrib. I'm reading from this paper. So I was the MC, so therefore they gave me this. So very, very good crowd, mashallah. People came from Escort and from Dundee and from, you know, neighboring towns, Ladysmith, and this side, yeah, I saw some people from Johannesburg also, mashallah. So very, very good crowd there. I was amazed, mashallah. So the opening qiraat, this is what happened Thursday night by Qari Ahmed Solomon. He's from Cape Town, Suleiman, but they say Solomon. So he studied there, Darul Uloom, and is a Hif teacher, and mashallah, for past 10 years is there. Allah Jalla Wala accept him. So he read beautifully. Thereafter, I mentioned the brief history of Darul Uloom, Newcastle. It started in 1973. Let me tell you of our principal, Hazrat Muqasim Sema Rahimahullah, a real fatherly figure. I must tell you this. I landed in South Africa on November 2nd, 1980. Fatima and myself, we went for Hajj, Alhamdulillah. And, you know, then I told that, you know, we went now, you want to see your family, and I will also. So then she went, mashallah, to her parents' place, Durban. Somebody was going, and from her family also, her brother or somebody. So she went, she got 10 brothers, you know, so mashallah. So anyway, then my brother-in-law came, and then we went to Newcastle. And this was in December, madrasa closed, everything. I don't even know where's Newcastle. For my life, I think I went there. And we just took a chance, and we met Muhammad Qasim Sema, rahimahullah. So I told him, Hazrat, mujhe jo hai shauk hai, I want to teach in Darul Uloom. He said, nahi, yaha koi, we speak Urdu. Till 20 years I was there, we should speak Urdu. So he said, yaha koi jaga vacancy nahi hai. So now I'm finished. I said, now what? But one day, while we were studying, you know, it is all from Allah Ta'ala side. Hada min fadli Rabbi. We had an old teacher, over 90 years old, Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, rahmatullah alayh. So while teaching, he used to teach us Sunan Nasai, Muatta Malik, Muatta Muhammad, and Musnad Abi Hanifa. Musnad Abi Hanifa, no madrasa teachers, but he said we must do it. And I tell today how good I appreciate that, you know. So while teaching, the students shouldn't even come, half of them, because he had no register, nothing. Old teacher. Alhamdulillah, I was there right through all my periods. I never missed one period. So in the final year, second last year for hadith. So anyway, one day while teaching, he said, Maulvi Abdul Qadir Afriki, Afrika jaakar kya karoge? He speaks like that. Slow, you know. They call him Baba. We should call him Shaykhul Hadith. Hazrat Mausalimullah Khan sahab should teach us the Shaykhul. But we shouldn't call him. We just say Hazrat Muhtamim sahab, principal. For Hazrat Mohana Aziz Ahmad sahab, we should say Shaykhul Hadith sahab. So I told him, Hazrat, suna hai ke waha ek Darulum mein, Newcastle mein, aur Muhtamim sahab, Mohana Qasim Sema hai. He said, achha, wo to mere shagird hai, he's my student. Now my mind started racing. So now 1-2 days, 3 days before going for Hajj or whatever, so again we met Hazrat. So I told Hazrat, you know, I'm leaving. Please, you give me a letter or something, I'll give Muhammad Qasim Sema. He said, very good. So he wrote it, whatever. I never ever saw that letter. I would like to see what is written in that letter. But must be something very, very impressive. And he put Muhammad Qasim Sema's name and everything. So we went for Hajj, then Newcastle. Then my Maulana told me, no, I told him, Hazrat, ye aapke liye ek khat hai. So he looked and he realized that because Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmad Bihari's name was there. He said, achha, Hazrat is still alive. In Urdu, I said, gee, Hazrat, and we the last students, because now finish, he retired, nobody now. And I was the first student to graduate there with Allah's mercy in Jamia Faruqiyah, Karachi. So, with Allah's help and mercy. So he read, he said, no. Now Hazrat wrote all this, so hum ashura karenge. So, now the whole thing changed in 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I was very surprised. So anyway, cut long story short, then we went to Durban, all these things there. Then I came home. I was panicking a bit. I said that Maulana, I think he forgot about me, you know. Because madrasa is going to open, the alum will open another 3-4 days time. And nothing. So I went to Mias Farm. So me, Hafiz Kala, we went to Mias Farm. I said, let's go try there. So Maulana, I think maybe he forgot me about me in Newcastle. Never mind, you know. So there I met Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi. He was a big, big Mufti of South Africa. Grand Mufti, like, you know. And he was a main Mufti in Transvaal also. So he gave me so much du'as. When I finished Heaves in 70, then also my Ustad Hafiz Malia, my father took me there. He asked me about Bali and all. I didn't understand Gujarati, what they were speaking. He said, no, he can't make. But this I went and Hazrat was there, so mashallah. And he gave me, he said, I want you young ulama, you must go teach. And so much. So Hazrat's duas also, alhamdulillah. It was a Saturday afternoon. I remember vividly, clearly. I went somewhere, you know. So, I don't know, I can't remember. But when I came back, my father, Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. He told me there's Maulvi Sahab. They say Maulvi Sahab those days. There's Maulvi Sahab, he phoned. And he said, when you come back, then you must phone, you know. And these things, yeah. It's very important. So I phoned and Mawasama said, ha, mashura, ham. And everybody gave good reference. There were 2 and 2 families there. They knew us. You know that. And they said, no. So you must come, but don't come with your wife and all that. Yeah, there's no houses because of the ISCO boom and all that. So all this happened. mashallah. So I went that Monday. It was 17 or 18 or 19 of January, somewhere around there. January 1981. I went alone. So then more Yunus Osman was there. So we studied together there in Karachi and all that. So I asked him, who's in charge of houses here? He said, no, you just go to Osman Ba, Osman Tar. So I said, Osman, my connection, man, I'm sure. So your castle was small that time. So just go this way, that way. I should stay in a madrasa. I eat there by Hazrat Maulana. Allah Ta'ala reward Hazrat Maulana and Appa. They went really out of their way to serve the deen, you know. So then the next day I went there and I told Osman Ba, I'm going to get a need. He said, yeah, here's the key. So I looked, I said, wait, let me go speak to Gosema. And I told him who I belong to. He said, no, I know your family. So I came to Maulana and I told him, Maulana, mujhe to ghar mil gaya. He said, you came yesterday and today you found house. We're looking for house. Where you got house? I said, where Osman Tar. Says your relative. I said, gee. Then he smiled. So I said, Muhammad, take the keys. He said, yeah, go pick it up now. So I said, okay, now I'm here. I said, let me just spend the whole week here. In the weekend, I'll come and bring my wife and the furniture. And he said, very good. So that is how we pulled 20 years here. When I went now, I went past all these places where I have to stay and all these things there, mashallah. All the memories come back, you know, wonderful, wonderful. Let's come back to the Jalsa. So I gave the history of the Ulum, Qasim Sema, 1973. He started alone. No electricity. No hot water. Appa, I went to the graveyard, made dua for Appa, made dua for Maulana, all of them, all the people in Newcastle. So anyway, that was Friday after Asr. And then, you know, 1983 was a historic day for South Africa, Southern Africa. First time in Southern Africa, South Africa, ulama graduating. And for me, it was the biggest thing that I just started in 81, and Hazrat Muhammad Qasim Sema told me, you must teach the final year students. So alhamdulillah. So, and then we call Hafiz Yusuf Kala, mashallah, my brother, that we studied together here in Heidelberg by Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, and we completed heaps. I completed 70, he completed maybe 71 or so, 72 maybe, 71 I think. Then, mashallah, we taught together. He was in Denhauser, and I told Moasema that, you know, I got my cousin and my friend, oh, let's bring him here, and he reads very well. So, from 83 till now, 38 years, golden voice, subhanallah, and how he read that night, subhanallah. Allah, we make us cry, you know. Excellent, excellent, golden voice. So, and his son also, I made him read. I told him that read for me in the office. So he read, mashallah, Muhammad Kala. Just not like his father, but he'll come right, inshallah. But very, very good. Thereafter, mashallah, we call Mohana Shabir Ahmed Saluji. He gave a wonderful talk of all the challenges we are facing, you know, of Shiaism, Qadianiism, the Gulen movement, these Turkey schools, Shaitaniyat, most of them, you know. No, what things they teach your people. It's all corrupted, but remember. So you must be very careful with your children, you know. Then Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab. I remember in Darulum, the first time an Arabic khatam took place was when Mufti Taqi Usmani came in 1992. And then after we had in the mid-90s, maybe 96 or so, or 97, somewhere there, Hazrat Mohana Hassan Jan Sahab came with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab and so. And he made beautiful khatam. Then we had Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, and we had Maulana Makki also, you know, who teaches in the Haram Sharif. He started in Arabic after 5-10 minutes, I don't know what happened. Then he went away to Urdu, so he just left it like that. So anyway, you must remember, so it was wonderful, those of you who know Arabic and how Hazrat explained so many different issues, wonderful, excellent lesson. About 45-50 minutes Dars lesson Hazrat gave, and then we translated it briefly. And thereafter the students read a nasheed, and thereafter Ismail Mir, he's a student from America, mashallah, he read a nazam. And brother Maulana Harun Badat, he also read something, Arabic nasheed. Then Maulana Ismail Aku, the principal, he graduated in 1983 was our first batch, and 1993 Maulana Makki of Makkah, so he was a guest. His father wanted him to come. So I remember, because I was the MC all those times there, from 91 to 2000 to 1999. So anyway, so 93, so he came, he graduated, and mashallah, from 2007 when Mohana passed away, so till now, very good, he's running the madrasa. More than 400 students there before the lockdown, now 315 students. I went to go see the classes, all that, very nice, mashallah. All new to me, obviously, new buildings and all that. So that was now Thursday night, and then after we had tea and all that, and then they have one brother from India, he want to give malish to everybody, massage, you know. So I said, me, I'm very tired, and they're all going back Friday morning, I'm there. So, mashallah, we will see then afterwards. So then Friday morning, there was zikr and all that by Maulana Muhammad Durvesh, and then Maulana Shabir Sahib and them left, with the one car left early. Then we had nice breakfast and all that. Then about 7:30, 7:45, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafiz Bashir Sahib, and them, they left also. So I made arrangements like that, I'll come back Saturday. So, mashallah, then in the morning, I was busy with all my work, all the emails and all the WhatsApps and all these things here. Then I had an appointment with some of my work and all that, so I went there 8:30, finished all that up, mashallah. I visited a little bit here and there, you know, old people, old friends and what have you. So Allah Ta'ala give all of them shifa, make dua for our brother Riyaz Amin, Gora Amin, and their son, Auntie Fatima's son, that, you know, he's 12 years, he's in bed. Allah Ta'ala give him complete shifa. So all that we did, mashallah, and then it was time for me to translate the khutbah, Sheikh Usama. Sheikh Usama's khutbah is very easy. He speaks only about fadail and virtues and all that. And thereafter, I had to go to Masjid al-Siddiq. Just when I was there, it was a Muslim school and small muswalla it was. Now they made it a big masjid, mashallah, and the school also, I see, is extended, expanded. So, mashallah, good crowd there, and I spoke, and then, mashallah, was lunch. And after that, I said, you know, I better sleep, I'm too tired, and so forth. Then after Asr, I went there to the graveyard. I was alone, so alhamdulillah, I didn't get lost. So there, and I so many people, I just walked inside and I saw Maulana Musa Hatia. He was our imam, you know, those days there. So many people, I just see the board, I started reading for them. Some I must maybe, my brother Yusuf Dokrat, who took me to America, I went and made sure I go to his grave, Maulana Qasim Sema's grave. So many people, and then we made dua, Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. So many people, you know, that sometimes you forget, but when you go there, you remember this person. Then before Maghrib, I came back and took another shower to freshen up, because I had to teach the students all the final year in the whole madrasa. So they wanted I must teach them Tirmidhi Sharif, the ending, and Muslim Sharif. MashaAllah, I taught Tirmidhi Sharif there for 12 years in Darul Uloom. So it's an excellent hadith kitab, if you know how to, if you understand it properly. And Sahih Muslim also, I taught there for 2-3 years or something. So MashaAllah, we taught them all there. They were fascinated, you know. So anyway, the students and the teachers, they came to tell me. Day after supper, it was 9 o'clock only, Isha. So, mashallah, we went to our brother Junaid Ashraf's place there for the supper, and then 9 o'clock was Isha. And then I said, now, where's that Malish man? So he said, yeah, meideru. I said, aw, abhi chalte hai. So, mashallah, he gave me head to toe, nice massage, you know, Indian style. They play drums and all that on your head, you know. The kablas, the masters, this India guys. So, in business also, in Malish also. Yeah. So, then I slept very, very nicely that night. I was so tired. And then after Fajr, another program we had on Saturday. And that was the final program, Wal Asri Innal Insan, when Sahaba used to meet and then depart. They used to read to one another, Wal Asri. And then, mashallah, nice, wonderful breakfast there by Hafiz Yusuf Kala and his son, mashallah, Muhammad Kala. Allah reward them, Allah Ta'ala accept them, Allah bless his parents. Both passed away, Hafiz Kala's parents, on the Friday. I was there for both father and mother janaza. So Allah Ta'ala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. And then, mashallah, I had to go to the optician, my brother Faisal Muhammad, and mashallah, that he is a good friend of mine for years and years. Said half the time he talked to you of something else, and then he checked my eyes and everything, you know. Everything is still alright. So he said, no, it's alright. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala reward him and so forth. Then I waited till the classes finished, 11 o'clock. Then Maulana Nazir Dabuda. Oh yeah, I was telling you about Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmad. He taught Maulana Qasim Sema in 1937. I was reading another book the other day. I see Maulana Ahmad Aturani, Rahimahullah. There's Maulana Nazir Dabuda's mother, that he's Nanaites. So mashallah that he also studied by Maulana Aziz Ahmad Bihari. Must be in Dabel. So anyway, remember that. So these are all ulama. Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. So anyway, that Maulana Aziz Dabuda came about up past 11, got to 12 or so. We left, you know, pack up here and meet Maulana Aku and meet this one. Then I looked at the time. I said by the time, I told him, we went through Free State Road, but I had to come through Stanerton Road. So exactly about 1:15 or so, 1:10, we arrived there by the masjid in Stanerton, the Indian township, what they call. So, mashallah, it was just Salat time, 1:20, so we met everybody. And my good friend, my cousin, and Dr. Babu, Dr. Abubakar. So remember that he passed away, you know, our auntie Rema Masi is Rahima, but we didn't make Rema Masi. So she was there, so I spoke to her, gave a lot of consolation that, you know, Allah give your son. It's a second son she's losing. Ismail passed away, his janaza also I performed. And now doctor passed away, Allah Ta'ala give him Jannatul Firdaus. I met his son's grandson and the son and grandsons and all of them. And the family, and then after that I said we better leave because Mohan Azir and them were going to Azad World, big Jalsa there, program there. So I said, you bring me here to Lens. So mashallah, 5:00, 4:00 to 5:00, we were here. And then, you know, they get it on. And then Sunday morning, mashallah, we go to Hazrat Mufti Sahib. And there was Kirat and so forth. Also by Mona Aturani, Marhum Rahimahullah's grandson. And thereafter, I had to speak and I spoke about the functions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yatlu alayhim ayati wa yuzakihim. There to teach the people the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah, purify them. And thereafter, Mona Burhan spoke and then Qari Muhsin and then Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke. He just elaborated on what I spoke with Allah's help. And then zikr and dua and afternoon, mashallah, we had our Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. So very, very exciting weekend. And all of you in Newcastle, the mothers, the sisters, we had a ladies program also. Oh yes, I forgot about the ladies program. On Friday afternoon, so always the ladies there, they want must a program. So after that, or before that I slept, yes. Before that I slept and then I went to do program for them 1 hour or so. So it was very good. Good, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala accept all of you, accept all of us. Okay, it's 2:30 now, so let's give you the rundown. From now till 2:30 to 3 is Sheikh Zakaria, and thereafter will be the repeat of this morning's program, Q&A. 3:35 or so will be Brother Amin Templeton till 5:30, 5:30 to 7, Mawana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir. We did Surah Anbiya, verses 1 to 6, inshallah. 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, Q&A with Maulana Arafat, Atiyah, and myself, inshallah, live. 10 to 11, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Kanpuri, Hafidhullah, and that is Tawbah ke Sharait or Haqaiq, the conditions and the reality of Tawbah. Allah Jalla wa'ala accept us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.